After narrating this story, Ram hastened to the royal assembly, eager to attend the duties of the state administration. There, Ram ordered Lakshman, "You should go to the palace gate and bring me all those who have come with their petitions." Lakshman soon returned. "O my lord, it appears that there is no one in this Kosala kingdom who is in need of anything. No, I insist, go again and look more carefully, for I do not wish to be accused of even the slightest neglect, nor do I want the least bit of irreligion to go undetected in my kingdom." Going out once again, Lakshman noticed a dog sitting near the palace gate, with its head bleeding. While staring at Lakshman, the dog whined mournfully. Lakshman asked the dog, "What is wrong? Why have you come here? Please, do not fear, for you may tell me everything." The dog replied, "I wish to speak directly to Lord Ram, for his lotus feet award fearlessness, and he is the shelter of the distressed." "Oh, if you have something to say, then you are welcome to come speak it to the king himself." "No, I am a very low-born creature. I am a dog, and so I am unworthy of entering temples or the houses of brahmanas or royal palaces. The king is the embodiment of all religious principles. The king is the representative of all demigods, and the king is the benefactor of all living beings. So without Ram's special permission, I do not dare come before him." So when Lakshman reported the matter, Ram immediately commanded, "Whoever it may be, usher him in without delay." The dog then humbly came before Lord Ram and spoke, "O Lord, the king is the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, the king is the savior of all creatures. While others sleep peacefully, the king remains alert, always working for the welfare of his subjects. However, since everything depends on the king, when the king is negligent, the subjects soon perish. The king is the upholder of religious principles, and thus he curbs the forces of evil. Those who follow religious principles experience happiness in this life and the next. Thus, the king receives great merit for sustaining dharma. O Ram, you are the model of a religious king. With my head placed at your lotus feet, I thus seek your mercy. So do not become angry at what I am about to say. O dog, go on, speak without fear." "My lord, a mendicant Brahmin named Sarvata Siddha has injured my head, although there was no fault on my part." Ram immediately had his men summon Sarvata Siddha, and soon thereafter, when the Brahmana came before him, Ram inquired, "Why did you strike this dog? What was his fault?" "Anger is a deadly enemy, for it is like a sharp sword that slashes away all of one's virtue. Anger nullifies one's long accumulated merit of austerity. Therefore, the wise rid themselves of anger by neglecting anger in thought, speech, and actions. O Brahmana, one's true character cannot remain hidden, no matter how hard one tries to conceal it. Misdeeds will always betray those who have not conquered the forces of lust, anger, and greed. My dear Lord Ram, I was wandering about begging for alms when I came upon this dog squatting in the middle of the road, blocking my path. I then told him, "Make way." But he got up so slowly that I struck him over the head with my staff. Because I was famished, my anger was easily aroused. O king, I admit my guilt. You should punish me as you see fit, just to save me from falling down into a hellish condition of life. Ram turned to his ministers and inquired, "So, what should the punishment be? Justice must be done, for nothing instills more confidence in the minds of the people than the administration of fair punishment to wrongdoers." Bhrigu, Vasistha, Kashyapa, and other knowers of religious principles then replied, "A Brahmana is never to be punished. This is the unanimous opinion of those conversant with religious principles. Still, O Ram, you are the ultimate judge, for you are the Lord of the entire universe. You are Lord Vishnu himself. Thus, whatever is spoken by you is certainly eternal religion." But then the dog interrupted, "O king, you have asked, what can I do for you? So if you truly wish to please me, then kindly appoint this Brahmana to be the head of the Kalanjara monastery." And so, Ram fulfilled the dog's request, and thus the delighted Brahmana, Sarvatasiddha, became honored as a spiritual leader and was placed atop a magnificently decorated elephant. The ministers, however, became greatly upset, and they protested, "O king, this cannot be considered a punishment. Rather than putting this Brahmana to shame, you have awarded him an exalted position. You ministers do not understand the intricacies of karma, but this dog does." Prompted by Ram, the dog explained, "In my last life, I was the head of the Kalanjara monastery. I duly worshipped the demigods and brahmanas. I performed my sacred duties carefully and properly maintained the servants and maidservants. Regardless of so much care, trying to leave nothing undone, I still took my next birth as a dog due to some unknown fault. So now, just consider this Brahmana who cannot even control his anger. He is certainly unfit to be a spiritual leader, for his audacity in accepting such a position, he will now degrade 7 generations of his family. How can a man who is unable to control his temper be put in charge of brahmanas, cows, and deity worship? Anyone who steals from brahmanas, demigods, women, or children is certainly doomed, as is one who takes back a gift which was freely given. Indeed, even the very thought of stealing from demigods and brahmanas will certainly send a man to the lowest of hells." And after saying this, the dog suddenly disappeared, while Ram and the others sat with wide open eyes. Although previously born in a very high family, that living being had somehow been forced to accept the body of a dog. After leaving the royal court at Ayodhya, the dog then gave up his life by abstaining from food and water with the hope of attaining a better birth in the next life.